The report that we released today was the result of a couple of years of research by Human Rights Watch. We documented over 300 cases. These cases were documented since 2013 when the Seleka, a mostly Muslim rebel group, came out of the Northeast and took control of the country. And if your listeners remember, because of Seleka abuses, a different type of militia called the Anti-Balaka was formed in late 2013, early 2014. Both of these groups are the two principal groups that have committed these acts of sexual violence in the Central African Republic in the last 4.5 years.
And were you able to speak to relevant authorities about your findings?
Yes, absolutely. We spoke with authorities on a variety of different levels. And we also shared information and gave recommendations to members of the United Nations peacekeeping operation team, which is here in the capital. If you may remember, there's almost 13,000 Blue Helmet UN peacekeepers currently in the Central African Republic. So it's very relevant for us to talk to them as well.
Louis, you just said that you shared some of your findings or recommendations with the UN troops based in Bangui. And of course, there's some documented cases of young boys and girls being raped and defiled by the UN troops in Bangui or in Central Africa. Why would you do that? And doesn't this put your organization in an awkward position?
There's been cases of both rape and sexual exploitation of both French peacekeepers and UN peacekeepers, and Human Rights Watch has documented and published on that. Most significantly, we released a report in February 2016 on the UN peacekeepers who had sexually abused and exploited women and girls. However, this report, which we documented, is focused primarily on two rebel groups, the Seleka and the Anti-Balaka. These are two rebel armed groups that are continuing to operate in the country, and also to a lesser extent on a different armed group called 3R, which is operating in the northwest of the country. The abuses committed by peacekeepers, no matter where they're from, it's an abomination, and it needs to be addressed. And it's reflective of a general sense of impunity that these UN troops feel in the country.